Thank you to our friends at Hallo for making this office possible. Now let's pray.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
O Deus, qui ha veniet hominus, et manevidebitis, gloria meus. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Today you will know the Lord is coming, and in the morning you will see his glory.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hand.
Today you will know the Lord is coming, and in the morning you will see his glory.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today you will know the Lord is coming, and in the morning you will see his glory.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Today you will know the Lord is coming, and in the morning you will see his glory.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Today you will know the Lord is coming, and in the morning you will see his glory.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
O Dies Iitis, quia veniet Dominus, et manevidebitis, gloria meus.
Manis profete vocibus venire Christum nuncian, lete salutis previa, qua nos redemit gratia, hinc mane nostrum promicat, et corda letex estuant, cum vax fidelis personat, praenunciatrix gloriae, adventus hic primus fuit, punire quo non seculum, venit sed ulcus tergere, salvando quod perierat, at nos secundus praemonet, ad esse Christum januis, sanctis coronas redere, celique regna pandere, eterna lux promititor, sidusque salvans promitur, iam nos iubar prefulgidum, adius vocat celestium, te Christe solum quaerimus, videre sicut et Deus, ut perpes hec sit visio, perenne laudis canticum, Amen.
Bethlehem in Judah's land, how glorious your future! The king who will rule my people comes from you. My heart is ready, O God. I will sing your praise. Awake my soul, awake lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet, Judah for my commander's staff, Moab I will use for my washbowl, on Edom I will plant my shoe, over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Bethlehem in Judah's land, how glorious your future! The king who will rule my people comes from you. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is now at hand. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice.
like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants, and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not be silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall men call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you, and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lift up your heads and see, your redemption is now at hand. The day has come at last, when Mary will bring forth her firstborn son. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger, and upholds the widow and the orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The day has come at last, when Mary will bring forth her firstborn son. A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Tomorrow will be the day of your salvation. The sinfulness of earth will be destroyed.
Tomorrow will be the day of your salvation. The sinfulness of earth will be destroyed.
The Savior of the world will be our King.
The sinfulness of earth will be destroyed.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Tomorrow will be the day of your salvation. The sinfulness of earth will be destroyed.
The time has come for Mary to give birth to her firstborn son. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui, sicut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meus, salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos, ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti, usurandum quod udavit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis, ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi in sanctitate et justitia coram ipso omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer propheta altissimi vocaperis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius, ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum eorum, per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex auto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos peris nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The time has come for Mary to give birth to her firstborn son.
To Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who will come again in glory with great power, let us make our humble prayer. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you will come with great power. Look on our lowliness and make us worthy of your gifts.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You came to be the good news for mankind. May we always proclaim your saving work.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You are worthy of praise, for you have life and rule all things. Help us to wait in joyful hope for the coming of your glory.
Come, Lord Jesus.
We long for the grace of your coming. Console us with the gift of your own divine life.
Come, Lord Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Come quickly, we pray, Lord Jesus, and do not delay, that those who trust in your compassion may find solace and relief in your coming, who live and reign with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim molo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. This episode was made possible by Hallow, the number one prayer app in the world. Hallow has over 10,000 audio-guided prayers, meditations, and music to help you find peace and grow closer to God. Get 3 months free of Hallow at hallow.com/singthehours. God bless.